Though it took mere minutes, the attack of our nation on September 11, 2001 forever marked the history of the United States and changed our country as a whole. As the country ground to a halt and watched the horrors of the day unfold, something unique came of the day's tragedies, and that was the uniting of a nation. As Sunday marks the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, I took some time to speak with longtime Portales resident Janet Bresenham, who came to New Mexico via New York State. Bresenham traveled to New York City a mere 2 months after the attack as a part of the official New Mexico Loves New York delegation. She reflects on her trip.
Even on that trip, I think for me, it was a lot more powerful even than for... I traveled with a lot of people from this area who had never been to New York City. And I remember flying into the city, into the skyline that I had flown over so many times, and looking out the plane window and seeing for myself that those twin towers were gone. And I remember gasping audibly in the plane because I knew in my head it had happened, but to actually see that was devastating. And on that trip, I actually did not go to the actual site. I spent most of my time with the people of New York City.
From a different perspective, Airman First Class Joel Morales was in the sixth grade in the New York City area when the 9/11 attacks occurred. Originally from the Dominican Republic, Airman Morales describes what it was like on the day of the attacks.
What I do remember is just the evacuations and being pushed into some of the to the underground basements, so the bunkers. And speaking to my parents, and I mean we're foreigners, you know. I was hardly learning English, and it was just crazy. I didn't quite understand why somebody would do that, and what would cause somebody to do that. You know what I mean?
Since that time, Airman Morales has served his country and has seen the devastation, in a sense, from one end of the spectrum to the other, as he recently returned from deployment in Iraq.
Well, one reflection is, prior to 9/11 and prior to me enlisting, I really didn't feel that I would be in harm's way, anything like that. And me enlisting and deploying, at the same time, even then, I felt, you know what, I shouldn't be in harm's way at any time. That war is going on overseas. That war isn't happening here. But when I was in Iraq, I experienced my first IDF attack, which is indirect fire, and that changed my whole perception on me being in harm's way, because hearing the explosion and seeing the flash and the alarm klaxon sounding. And just hearing incoming is it's definitely a mind changer. It changes the game, because you don't ever think that you're gonna be in that situation. You don't ever think you're gonna be in harm's way. But when you're there, you react totally different. And that just made things real for me. That made me feel that that war is actually really going on, and that this war is it does take lives. It does, and it impacts people. And I never thought that I would feel that way. But feeling that way just gives me even more respect for those who serve. And those who served alongside me.
In closing, I would like to say that I am honored to be a resident of this great nation, and I'm so very thankful for our servicemen and women who have and continue to fight for our freedom, and to their families for the sacrifices that they have had to make. And lastly, to those servicemen and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, thank you. For Rooney Moon Broadcasting, I'm Casey Peacock.